Welcome to episode 64 of the Jake Talks Sports Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be mainly previewing Week 8, talking about tonight's Thursday night game. If you're listening to this, when it first comes out, you'll be listening to this during the game. Mostly previewing Week 8, like I said. But we're also going to talk about a couple trades that happened in between now and the last episode. But before we get into all that, like the ad said at the top of the episode, if you're looking to get into the podcast business, there's no better way to do it than with Anchor by Spotify. Be sure to check it out. Also, just do whatever you can to help us out with the podcast from whatever platform you're listening to. Rate us, review us on Spotify, rate us on Apple Podcasts. Whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. But without further ado, let's hop right into the episode. All right, talking about a couple trades that have happened since the last episode. First, Robert Quinn gets traded to the Philadelphia Eagles for a fourth-round pick. I like it for both sides because the Bears are looking at a guy who wasn't going to be on the team much longer no matter what. I'm pretty sure he would have been off the team at the end of this year had they not traded him. So you get good value for a guy who's probably going to walk, and you don't want to get nothing for him. I mean, the dude's coming off of an 18.5 sack season, which is like second or third in the league, but nobody talked about it last year because it was the Bears. I didn't even know that until like towards the end of last season when I was watching like one of their primetime or like national TV games. They were like, by the way, Robert Quinn has like 17 sacks. And I was like, huh? So this dude is coming off of a great year. He is 33 years old, but the Eagles are in win-now mode. We all know that. They're 6-0. They're pursuing a Super Bowl for sure. And that front seven is so deep that he won't even have to play that many snaps, which is why he'll probably be a good asset for them because he won't be, like, gassed because he'll only be playing, like, half the snaps. They have a great rotation. They have Jordan Davis, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Robert Quinn. I mean, all of those guys are pretty good edge rushers. Or just pass rushers in general, I should say. Their front seven's pretty good. I mean, they really are building a championship team there. They've done everything they can to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes they did last year in the playoffs. Couldn't get pressure on Tom Brady. What do? You have the deepest, like, pass rushing unit in the league. What do you do if Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball over the middle, or if Jalen Hurts is struggling to throw the ball over the middle? You add A.J. Brown, who's just a top-tier wide receiver in all categories. I mean, you talk about this. This is what everybody's saying, is, like, they just fix the holes that they needed to fix. From the Bears' perspective, I already said there's not much else to say besides the fact that they got good value for a guy that wasn't going to be on the team much longer. They're just building up draft picks. That's a good thing to do. I mean, Justin Fields looked good these past couple weeks, so you never know. I mean, they could be on their way to building something nice. I think Ryan Poles done a fantastic job as a general manager. I think people are a little bit too harsh on him. People were kind of mad at this trade because they're like, how could you have not gotten a first? You're not getting the first for a 33-year-old Robert Quinn. That wasn't going to happen, okay? The fourth is probably the absolute best you could have gotten for him, and they got it. So I don't think this is a bad deal for them at all. And then talking about Kadarius Toney getting traded to the Kansas City Chiefs of all teams, how could we let him fall to the Chiefs for a third and a sixth-round pick? This is a monster trade for the Chiefs. I mean, Kadarius Toney is one of the most talented, one of the most athletic, shifty players in the NFL. He's got such a high ceiling. We haven't seen him much, but we know this guy is good. This guy does not go down. He's impossible to tackle. And now he has Mahomes as a quarterback and Andy Reid as his coach. The sky is the limit for this dude. I don't get it from the Giants' perspective because they are a team that I really think needs to make a move for a wide receiver. I said this in a TikTok video. So instead of making a move for a wide receiver, they traded away their, in my opinion, most talented receiver, or at least the receiver with their highest ceiling, and also their youngest receiver. I don't necessarily get that. Okay, the one concern with Toney is his health, and I think that he should be okay because he's off the MetLife turf. Obviously, just not playing at MetLife won't just solve all of his injury issues right away. Just magically made them go away. But if he stays healthy, he is going to be absolutely, and I mean absolutely, I'm going to say it 1,000 times, lethal. And Andy Reid offensive Patrick Mahomes quarterback, it's game. I mean, he's not the wide receiver one there, but he's not a wide receiver one guy. He's just a gadget guy that you can do whatever with. He's going to be so clutch for them. If he stays healthy, I don't even know what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do because I'm a big Kadarius Toney guy. My narratives will be thriving. So, yeah, that's about all we got to talk about trade-wise. Let's move on to breaking down Week 8, previewing it. All right, let's get right into previewing Week 8, starting with tonight's game between the Ravens and the Bucks. Starting off with who I picked the Baltimore Ravens because the Bucks are not that good. I'm sorry to say it, Bucks fans, they are not that great of a team this year. And I think even Bucks fans will admit it. My friend Coy, who's one of the biggest Tampa Bay Bucks fans I have ever met. He is the biggest Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan I've ever met. Was texting me and was just like, bro, do our teams suck? Because I'm a Packers fan, and I said, yes, because our teams do suck for some reason this year. I don't think the Bucks suck as much as the Packers do, because the Packers just look awful on offense. Sort of the Bucks, and sort of the Bucks last week. But if you think about it, the Bucks, I mean, Mike Evans drops a huge touchdown pass. That probably won't happen again. Their defense is still good. It's just, or maybe they're not, because P.J. Walker lit them up last week, but didn't really light them up. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about the Bucs, but their run game sucks. People need to get this Leonard Fournette is a good running back thing out of their head before it's too late, because he is not that good of a running back. Okay, they have a very talented rookie in Rashad White, who doesn't even see the field as much as he should. He honestly, I don't know if I'm going to go as far as to say he should start in Tampa, but he at least should get some touches to kind of show that he probably should start in Tampa. Leonard Fournette doesn't do anything well. He's not that fast. He doesn't really shoot the gaps well. He doesn't break tackles. He's not that good of a receiver. There's just nothing, no redeeming quality about him that stands out. I mean, he's a very replaceable back. And remember, they like ran the ball three times in a row on a short yardage situation, didn't get it. It was like 3rd and 2, didn't get it. 4th and 1, didn't get it. I mean, their run game is awful, and that offensive line is to blame for that, because their offensive line sucks this year because of injuries. And Brady is playing well, but he's not playing like Brady. I mean, things just don't seem to be clicking that well for the Bucs this year. It's kind of the same thing with the Packers. Things just don't seem to click, but I'm kind of confident that both teams will turn around towards the end of the season or towards the midway point. We're towards the midway point, but this is a tough team to run into. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not entirely confident in my Ravens pick, because the Bucs tend to do this thing where they'll win these big game is because it's Tom Brady. Though sure, they'll blow a game to the rebuilding Panthers, who are 1-5 coming into it, but they'll clutch up against one of the best coaches in the league. We'll talk about that. Maybe he's not. But one of the better teams in the AFC, at least one of the better teams in the league, I would say. A team that's prone to blowing leads versus Tom Brady doesn't seem like it would bode well, but I am going to stick with my Ravens pick. On their side of it, I just think that Lamar is going to be able to pick apart this defense. I mean, their receivers aren't great. I like Bateman, but then it's Devin Duvernay. I mean, Mark Andrews is good, but you have to remember that the linebacking core for the Bucs is one of the best in football. So they are going to be able to probably do a good job of covering Mark Andrews. But the Ravens defense, I think, is up to the task. They're not the best defense in football, but I think they're up to the task, which isn't saying much, but I think they are. Let's move on. Broncos-Jags, I picked the Broncos. I just figure that it has to work at some point, and why wouldn't it be against a not great opponent? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm also not very confident in this pick, because the Broncos are coming off of a loss to Zach Wilson and the New York Jets, who, granted, fantastic run game. I'm so sick to see Breece Hall go down and be out for the year. That sucks. But I really do think that the Broncos will figure it out at some point. And the Jaguars don't have nearly as lethal of a run game. And that's kind of what was killing the Broncos, because their defense has been really good this year. I don't know if I trust Trevor Lawrence to be good against Pat Surtain, because if Pat Surtain's on Christian Kirk, I don't know who he's throwing the ball to. I don't know if he's completing the ball. But Trevor Lawrence still has some things that stuck with him from his rookie year that don't make him look that great. I mean, I think we jumped the gun a little bit too much on him calling him an elite quarterback. I think we all jumped the gun a little bit too much on the Jags calling them a good team. I think that in London, anything can happen. So why wouldn't this be the game that Russell Wilson suddenly turns it on? I don't know. I think I'm going to go with them. Dolphins-Lions. I've picked the Dolphins because the Lions kind of stink, but this isn't their year. They are going to get a quarterback next year, hopefully. If they get a low enough draft pick, I pray that they draft a quarterback. Jared Goff is not the guy. They have a talented core. I mean, Jameson Williams is coming back. I don't know when, but he'll be back at least next year. If I'm on Ross St. Brown, they have TJ Hawkinson, who I like. They have DeAndre Swift, who I like. They have Jamal Williams, who I love, because Jamal Williams have a good offensive line. The defense is getting there. It's really just a good quarterback could seriously put them in a way different spot than they are right now. I mean, this team has only won one game. I mean, people, including myself, this is another jump-the-gun situation. We're having them as a playoff team. They're not a playoff team. Not this year. Next year, probably, because the Packers are going to decline even more next year. The Vikings will still be good. The Bears are still in the middle of a rebuild. So why wouldn't they finish second in that division and grab a wild card spot? I don't know. I don't think there's any reason to believe they won't. But for now, They're not that good, and that defense really isn't going to be able to contain Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They're just not. It's just not how it's going to work. If Tua plays a bad game, the Lions have a chance. But, I mean, we've seen Tua play some really good games this year. Against the Ravens, against the Bills even, he was pretty good towards the end. I do think that, like, Tua is going to be able to do enough to win this game. Panthers-Falcons, who cares? But give me the Falcons. The Falcons are trying. The Panthers are not. I think the Falcons are playing everybody tough this year. They even played the Bengals a little bit tough for a small portion of the game last week. But they will, in fact, play the Panthers tough. And if you play the Panthers tough, you'll probably beat them. The Panthers are rebuilding. They don't want to win. They're starting P.J. Walker, who actually had a good game last week. But P.J. Walker versus Marcus Mariota doesn't really move me that much. But give me Marcus Mariota in that one. And that run game is so sick. Give me them. Yeah, Cards, Vikings. Give me the Vikings. I was tempted to pick the Cardinals because my Packers bias, but the Vikings are just so good, and that defense is so bad. They have nobody who can match up against Justin Jefferson. He's going to have a monster game, I feel like. Their run defense also isn't great for the Cardinals. Everything about their defense, nothing really moves me there except for J.J. Watt and Buda Baker, and those two can't do everything on their own. Dalvin Cook should have a good game. They should be able to clean this game up pretty easily and move to 6-1. On the Cardinals side, I think Kyler can keep them in the game. That's about the only thing that's been keeping them in any game so far this year is the fact that Kyler Murray is good and the fact that Kyler Murray exists. So the new Call of Duty comes out. Give me the Vikings. Bears-Cowboys, give me the Cowboys. I think Justin Fields will play another good game, but the Cowboys defense is ridiculous. So I think the Cowboys defense is going to show him a little bit of, I know he's in a second year, but just like calm down. Like, this is the NFL. We're going to give you some problems. You're going to face defenses like us a lot. Micah Parsons against that offensive line just scares me a lot for Justin Fields' health. The Bears' defense is good, but Dak Prescott's a good quarterback, and they haven't really played a good quarterback in a while. So I think they're going to get their reality check this week, and the Cowboys are going to beat them pretty easily. Moving on to the Raiders and the Saints. Give me the Raiders. It's reported that the Saints are trying to go under, like, a rebuild mode. Alvin Kamara's involved in trade talks, which would be awesome for him because I love Alvin Kamara, and he's not getting utilized nearly enough as he should be with the Saints. Andy Dalton starting in the Raiders. I think they're starting to turn around a little bit. I think they got a good win against a bad team against the Texans. I think they'll do the same thing against the Saints. I think they'll just beat a bad team like they need to. And if the Raiders win this game, I mean, they're back up to 3-4. They're getting there. They're getting back to where they need to be, but nowhere near where they were predicted to be. But give me the Raiders over the Saints pretty handily. Steelers-Eagles, give me the Eagles. They're 7-0 after this week. I mean, they just traded for Robert Quinn. We talked about it at the top of the episode. I don't think that that's going to make too much of an impact in this game, at least. But that Steelers offensive line is bad, so if he does play, who knows? Who knows? I really, 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 really do think that the Steelers suck. Like, Kenny Pickett's not that great. He might be eventually, but he's not that great right now. And you know, the Eagles, they're a powerhouse, man. I think Jalen Hurts is a good game. This defense could give him a little bit of trouble, especially with Minka existing and being one of the best, if not the best, safeties in football. Just kind of roam in the middle, but I do have faith in the Eagles to win this game and improve to 7-0. Patriots, Jets, give me the Jets. They're starting Mac Jones, bad decision. They just lost to the Bears, bad thing. I mean, the Patriots really aren't that great. Their defense really got exposed against Justin Fields. I don't think that Zach Wilson will do that, but they have James Robinson now. Even if James Robinson doesn't see as many snaps because he just got traded there, I think they have a great guy in Michael Carter to do it. I think they'll just run the football right down their throats if Zach Wilson doesn't perform the way you want him to. But I think this could be the game where we start to see Zach Wilson perform as they want him to. So give me the Jets in that game. That might be an upset pick, but I'm going to take him. Titans, Texans, give me the Titans. Texans are number one overall pick contender. They don't have a good run defense, and the Titans have Derrick Henry. That's all I really have to say. I don't like Tannehill. The receivers haven't been great this year, but Derrick Henry versus the Texans run defense moves me a lot. And it's Davis Mills. So that defense with Kevin Byard and Jeffrey Simmons, could actually make some noise against a bad offensive lineup for the Texans as well. Giants, Seahawks, this is a tough one to pick because it's two teams that are kind of on a roll, but give me the Giants to improve to 7-1. Their defense has been playing really well, so I think they'll give Geno some issues, and their offense has just been figuring it out over and over again. Their pass defense might be looking okay, but the Seahawks run defense is atrocious. So give me the Saquon Barkley-led Giants to beat the Seahawks. Commanders, Colts, Carson Wentz revenge game. I'm going to take them in the Carson Wentz revenge game, because even if Sam Ehlinger looks good, it's his first game. I don't think he's going to win his first start. I think we could even see Matt Ryan back in the game at some point with Sam Ehlinger. Not this game, because I think Matt Ryan's actually hurt, but I think in a couple weeks, if Sam Ehlinger just sucks, they might put Matt Ryan back in because he's the veteran they traded for. But give me the Commanders in that game. They're on a little bit of a roll. Had a good game against the Packers last week. I don't know if Wentz is even back, but if he's not, maybe the Colts have a shot against Taylor Heineke, but the Packers didn't, so I can't cope with that. 49ers-Rams is a tough one. I'm taking the Niners. The Rams have looked really bad this year, and that defense is historic for the 49ers. Maybe not as good as we thought it was, but it's still a very, 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 and I'll emphasize this, very, 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 very good defense. It's a good defense, and the Rams offense has been poopy. If Nick Bosa's back, and if Teron Armstead's back, that's not his name. Teron Armstead's, who am I thinking of? If Armstead's back, that pass rush against this offensive line is going to be lethal. Going to go nuclear. Packers-Bills. Oh, my gosh. Bills by a million. We're going to get smoked on national television. I'm perfectly prepared. I'm going to be trash-talking the entire game, even if we're losing, but we're going to get smoked. The Bills' offense is going to destroy our defense, and the Bills' defense is going to absolutely give our offense nightmares. Enough said. Bengals-Browns, give me the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase is out, but they still have Higgins and Tyler Boyd. Joe Mixon. I mean, the Browns just really can't beat anyone. I mean, Jacoby Brissett sucks. That's about all I need to say about them. Cade York going to miss another long field goal for the loss. Yeah, that is all I have for this episode. If you guys did enjoy it, be sure to do everything you can to help grow the podcast. Rate us, review us, do anything you can. Like I said, we will see you in episode number 65.